Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem, right? Isn't that how it works? We want to make sure we have a clue. We want to make sure that we have the ability, a way, to truly make things happen. Anyway, I always appreciate your time with me. We've got... I got a whole bunch of stories to tell. Hopefully, we may. Doctors in the U.S. now, not just one, right? But doctors in the U.S. are really having a hard time with the U.S. medical system. They say it's becoming unrecognizable. One in particular, top doctor, said that she doesn't even know how we're going to come out of this. So how not good is U.S. current medical system? Well, per a very high-ranking doctor in charge of one of the major hospitals went on to say, it's becoming an unrecognizable system. We fight for health while financial professionals are buying it up. And you've seen that. That's part of the reason. Look, medicine, whether you believe it or not, even with all the dollars that we're charging, unless you're in an extremely high-end private hospital, they weren't making money hand over fist like you would perceive at times. Right, when you talk about places like UCLA, well, look, they've got endowments, they've got donations, they know how to get grant money. That's a whole different animal. You know, she went on to say, it's becoming an unrecognizable system. We fight for health while financial professionals are buying it up. Right, buying out professionals, Beth Israel, shutting down Mount Sinai, losing fortunes. New York City hospitals are going out of business. And the medical system has hit its financial stress. And yeah, I know some of you don't want to hear this, but Obamacare was a big part of this. Telling them what they could charge, what they couldn't charge, who they had to take, who they didn't have to take, the things they had to cover. We weren't this much hurt. Medicine was moving forward. Innovations were coming at us at 100 miles an hour. There was R&D money in there to be able to pull this stuff off. You get a guy like Schumer, you get a guy like Biden, right? Never had to work at building a business or understanding what it takes to build a business. And you're expecting these guys to know how the economy works? You're expecting these guys to understand why you need to make a profit? And then the government wants to step in and say, no, they don't have to make a profit. No, you'll spend three times as much as a company that actually makes a profit, and we'll get less out of it. We'll get less progress. We'll get less things happening. But they don't want to hear that. No. Government is to somebody on the far left, the government is the catch-all, be-all, end-all. They are the ones that should take care of you from cradle to grave. They know what's best for you. I'm loving the fact that many, many, many countries are turning against the WHO. right? This whole thing where they want to put forward a resolution, giving them the power, the only power to declare when a pandemic was about people having to get shots, having to get the poison put into their body. Doctor goes on to say hiring is low, banks are running thin. Pre-pandemic Wall, banks are running things. Pre-pandemic Wall Street saw lots of waste. They did. Hedge funders, some old money firms, are buying up, you know, MDs, buying up their practices, paying doctors to sell their practices. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen with dental firms. You go around, you start finding out that a lot of these small, single-owned dental firms or, you know, small partnerships are being bought by bigger medical practices. And again, the sums offered for these doctors, for their companies, it's a lot more money than they make on their own. Even more than hundreds of them are being bought up, they said, there in New York, then resold. Walgreens so far paid out $9 billion. They bought every urologist in one state. All these medical professionals in their 50s and 60s retired immediately. They're now just simply shareholders, and they're making money. Young doctors have been working for Walgreens. New York State's now trying to commoditize health care. They sell it like it's pork bellies. They're even picking off young medical professionals and leaving them behind for all intents and purposes, frankly. You know, look, when it comes to medicine, I get it. I was one of those guys for years. I couldn't afford medical plans. I didn't have the money for my kids to be covered by medical insurance. That doesn't mean that I didn't find a way to make it happen. Of course I did. I mean, are we at the point now where they're thinking that we shouldn't have to struggle for anything? You guys know, especially some of you with kids, you know when it's free, when you just hand it to them, there's nothing there. There's no value to it. And they treat it as such. They treat it as if there's no value to it. You know that. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Right? Well, healthcare, you know, see, I'm telling you, the guys in the chat room are smarter than I am. But healthcare in America ranks number 6 in the world despite spending more than any other nation in the world. But I got to tell you, if we keep meddling in it, if the government keeps meddling in healthcare, we won't be number 6. Be number 60. Show me your health. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. I mean, in all seriousness, get involved, get engaged. Make sure that you've got the information you need to push back. I know I say it all the time, and some of you get a little irritated with it, but, you know, I say it because I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to know what's happening around you. I'm surprised at how many don't. Anyway. There you go. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. If you want to call in and you have something to say. We're talking about the state of health care in this country. And many people complained about it before Obamacare. Or, matter of fact, I'm not so sure as many people complained about it as we were told. I have read and understood that even Obama himself did not want to do this. He was kind of pushed into it. He thought it wasn't a winner. And right now, frankly, when you look around, it's not. People aren't getting the health care they're supposed to get. Health care costs have gone up. You know, for many, 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 even in the government, the health care for government, the cost for that has gone up exponentially. So recently, assigned current mission chief of staff, Ainsley Miller, and chief medical officer, Anthony Spinzeri, they addressed more than 800 doctors, nurses, and other medical staff and advanced practice providers. The email said, as a point of clarification, we want to make sure that every provider who practices at Mission Hospital is aware of their clinical responsibilities. All hospital-based providers who render care in the ED are expected to respond to patient scenarios that comprise patient safety. I mean, this goes on and on. But basically, underlyingly, when you're done with it, in other words, you're not supposed to take extraordinary measures to save someone. I think between the lines, if you read it, it's because it's too costly. These people have to decide, right, whether somebody, based on age and other things, as to whether or not they're worth saving. Why do they get to make that decision? Right? It's just amazing. They go on to say that when with some people that were sent for special services, this is hilarious, they ended up getting lost. They got lost in the system. They got lost in the transfer process. Some didn't receive adequate care because of a lack of communication, some because they didn't have enough staff or nurses. I mean, think about the nurses they let go because they wouldn't get the shot. So this is the stuff, when the government gets involved, this is what happens. This is what happens here. Medical care for everything, I don't care what it is. You know, for years, the VA was a death sentence to a degree. They had guys dying in the streets because they could not get in to see anyone. Billy Clinton's at, oh, I used to call him Billy Bob Clinton. He's at it again. He ripped Hillary's campaign as not being able to sell blank on a troop train. Basically, to sell hookers on a troop train. President Bill Clinton, he was pretty mad about it. A passage in The Squad, AOC and the Hope of Political Revolution by The Intercept's Ryan Grimm, which was released last week, says the former president allegedly tore into his wife's campaign for being ineffective. They were bad communicators, or more specifically said they couldn't sell prostitutes on a troop train. Now, here's the thing about this. You got to take some responsibility. Hillary couldn't connect with her own daughter, for God's sakes. She's not a warm, fuzzy person. We know people around them. And not only on top of that, we know Secret Service agents that served in the White House during Bill's tenure there. You hear some of the stories, you just roll around laughing. A statement from Bill, which he allegedly made in a close confidant during the fall of 2016, came to light that Democrats reportedly tapped Hillary to help with Biden's reelection efforts. Isn't that funny? They brought her in to help Biden. The one who couldn't connect, they're bringing in to help with Biden. I'm just saying. Graham appears to be the first report, the remarks in a portion of his book examine the communication efforts of her campaign and Bernie Sanders out of Vermont. Look, they did a poor job of fixing anything from her. They did a poor job of helping her out anywhere. He really felt like they didn't really put 100% into, but what could they have done for her? You guys in the chat room, I know I can see you making noise over there, right? What do you think they could have done to help her to move? I don't think they could have done anything for her. I think she needed to do it. I think she needed to show she was warm. Remember when she went into something as stupid as going into the fast food joint? And I, you know what? She probably doesn't eat fast food. I'm not going to fault her for not knowing what's on the menu or anything else like that. There were people like, yeah, it's Carl's Jr. What the heck? Doesn't she know what's on there? No, probably not. Probably the first time she ate there in 20 years. But the mere fact she was so dismissive of the person behind the counter that she was too busy on her phone, she couldn't connect with the people inside the place. If Trump went in there, he would have been mobbed by the mob. They would have been all over him, and then he would have been so excited he would have bought him all food. You know? He went on to say that he thought these eggheads don't really know politics. They don't understand persuasion. And he's right. I mean, that's really the biggest part of it is connecting with people. Right? Connecting with people is a tough thing to do when they don't trust you or you don't reach out to them or you don't look warm. You don't act warm. I mean, seriously, come on. All right. Another Biden fundraiser jump ship. About time. You're seeing more and more of this. I'm loving it. The biggest reason I'm loving this or liking this or whatever you want to say is because of what they say when they're leaving. It's not a matter of I can make more money over there or those people this or whatever. No, they're saying that their party has gone rogue. Their party has left the station, that the Democrats can't connect with the people anymore. And the funny thing about it is, you know, Hillary proved that. Couldn't connect with the people. Former Biden fundraiser, senior advisor to Senator Bernie Sanders, he became the latest Democrat to walk away. Talk more about that after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You'll miss it. We'll be right back.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday recess.
Congress needs to pass a supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
He made this appeal in the Oval Office while alongside Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. His call for urgency coincides with the likelihood that lawmakers will conclude the last week of the legislative year without reaching an agreement. For many, the holiday season is the happiest time of the year. However, the hectic schedules can impact our mental health. Mental health expert Bradley Dirks from Kansas State University advises being mindful of stress levels during the holidays.
There's external expectations of the family. We've always done this in the family, and therefore it's your job now to maintain this. And there's expectations we place on ourselves.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. When you're part of the solution, it just makes life so much easier. Seriously. No joke. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with. All right, couple of things. Two right in a row here. Two to make me happy before the end of the show. So a former Biden fundraiser and senior advisor, Senator Bernie Sanders, has become the latest dedicated Democrat to watch. He's been in the Democratic Party for years. But he went on to say that over the years, the Democratic Party has changed from its ideals. Now, he said, I personally view politics as a game of ideas. You have to get 50% plus one and unite people all the way around. If you look at the Democrat Party right now, they'd rather divide people. Gee, I wonder who's been saying that. Right? They want to put people in boxes. They want to label them. They want to separate them. This is coming from within their own party. And this is not the only guy to say this. Now, Pierce is in an opinion piece for the Daily Caller. He detailed his jump between parties, lamented that the party has distanced itself from the working class. It's become dominated by elites. He's so right. You've got the affluent, the elites, the academics, and they're so smart. You don't deserve a voice because you're too dumb to know better. And they've lost touch with lower income Americans. They've lost touch with even dealing with lowercase Americans, lower income Americans. He went on to say the party's out of touch with the needs and the interests of most voters. People in the Democrat Party, they just don't understand about the needs. And frankly, they don't care about the needs. He went on to say, if you look at today, the Democrats care more about what's happening in Kyiv than what's going on at the southern border. They care about more about ideological stuff than they do about who you are and what your real needs are. Right? Come on, can you guys be honest with yourselves? By the way, the chat room, this is why those viewers don't hang out. I know who some of them are. It's hilarious. He goes on to say they care more about your gender, your race, not who you are as a person, not what your needs are as a whole. See, it's about the greater good, not the individual. What's the greater good? Now, you want to make sure the individuals have rights. Don't get me wrong. But you have to look at the big picture. They don't. They They carve out these little sections, and they use those as talking points. In his opinion piece, Pierce explained his background as someone who spearheaded Joe Biden's exploratory effort in 2015. Right, he served as one of Sanders' senior advisors during the 2016 and 20 elections. He fundraised for Joe Biden, or one of the main fundraisers for Biden during the 2020 race. He also Democrats meddling in education, labeling parents as domestic terrorists, placing progressive content. Now, he's a black man. How dare you? You're labeling him as a domestic terrorist because he wants what's best for his child? He said they shouldn't be putting progressive content in the classroom. And we're the ones behind the switch, you know, being a Democrat. He emphasized the state of the economy and, in his eyes, Biden's failure to unite the nation. He said the failure just totally illustrates, shines a light on a larger problem within the party itself. He's right. Look, we have our fair, Republicans have their fair share of issues. But they're not against the parents. They're not trying to take more money out of your pocket. I mean, go state legislature by state legislature and look at who raises taxes like crazy. I mean, of all the things to raise taxes on, gasoline. Seriously? If somebody could barely afford their car to begin with, and they were quite a ways away from home, all of a sudden you pumped up their gas prices? How are they going to put food on the table now? If you look at where we are as a people, he's not done anything he promised to do. Now, this is coming from somebody deep inside the party, somebody who knows about the fundraising, who knows the people at the top. And he is saying everything that some of us have been saying for years. He went on to say that there's other Democrats that distanced themselves from the party, expressed discontent with its inaction on certain issues. Anti-Trump comedian Michael Rappaport, he said he was going to vote for Trump if anti-Semitism isn't addressed properly. It's not going to be addressed properly. You know, I mean, seriously, Michael, they don't care. Do you understand that? They're voting bloc. The illegals coming over the border, I doubt very many of them are Jewish. They don't care. And it's really funny because over the decades, the Jews have supported them without question. Just amazing. When you look at the years, I mean, just in the last year, how about this year alone? We don't even go back years. Democrat politicians abandoning the party. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson. West Virginia lawmaker Elliot Pritt. Georgia lawmaker Misha Maynor. How about North Carolina lawmaker Tricia Cotham and Louisiana lawmaker Francis Thompson? That's just naming a few. And I think you're going to see more and more of this. Some of this is swaying the numbers in these legislatures. And it isn't because they're diehard conservatives. There are room for liberals in the Republican Party, but traditional liberals. Not progressive liberals. Not whack liberals. I mean, seriously. Not interested in that. So on the heels of this, this is even better. A lifelong Democrat believes that he'll vote Republican if Biden runs again. Why? Because Biden had nothing but a bunch of empty promises. I mean, people on the street now are speaking up. They're not afraid to say anything. He went on to say, I feel like Biden, well, what he does, especially for the black community, is a bunch of empty promises. A bunch of promises for changes, different lifestyles. He doesn't hold those up. This comes from Chris McCullough. He's a Nebraska father of three. He voted for Biden in 2020, and yes, he's having voter's remorse. Now, the New York Times released what they called a bleak polling for President Biden Monday. You ready for this one? It showed that 64% of Democrats want a different candidate for president. That's not a small number. Where Trump is almost close to 80% of the Republican Party that supports him. President Biden is facing an alarming level of doubt, he said, from inside his own party. I mean, from inside the party, they don't know what to do about him. Who else have they got? Gavin Newsom would be, my God, sweet Jesus, he would be a nightmare. he would be worse than Joe Biden. He's a dictator in this state. Can you imagine what he would be at the presidential level? Recent poll shows that only 13% of American voters believe the country's on the right track. For Mr. Biden, that's terrible. It's bleak. The national outlook and his job approval ratings are extremely low. And Republican opposition is going to be overwhelming. More than two-thirds of more than two-thirds of independents also now disapprove of president's performance. Two-thirds. Over half disapprove strongly. Those are independents now. So he's losing Democrats, he's losing independents, and he hasn't got three Republicans. So 70% of Democrats approve of the job the president is doing, according to a New York Times, a relatively low figure for a president, especially heading into the 2022 midterms. You know what's funny is I saw those interviews on the street. Here's the deal. They don't even know what he's done. When the ones say, they approve of his, of his job performance, you ask them, what do you approve of? What happened that you really like? They can't tell you. McCullough specifically took issue with Biden pushing a COVID vaccine mandate. Right after he said he would, this was a no new taxes moment, right? Remember, George H.W.? Want, read my lips, no new taxes? And what did he do? In a relatively short period of time, he raised taxes. Joey B. said, no mandated vaccine. What did he do? He mandated vaccines. Yep, that's right. See, I told you the smarter people than me in the chat room. 72% of the new jobs that Biden claims are COVID jobs. I mean, Biden claims that he made are COVID jobs that are coming back, companies that are coming back. Unreal. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
All right, let's try it this way. Maybe if I press the button, we can actually get some sound going here. Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. And the chat room, texting, tweeting, smarter people in life. You go to joemessina.com. That's joemessina.com. You're going to find smarter people and myself there. All right. We had a high-ranking Democrat official switch parties. They didn't want anything to do anymore with Biden and the rest of them. Feels like they totally left them. Now we have another black father with three kids, lifelong Democrat, says he's done with the party. And in his mind, he's done with the party because they're done with him. They have forgotten all about this is his words. They've forgotten all about us. They've done nothing for the black community. He's right, because they know they're losing the black community, so now they're going after the illegals. They're going after another group of people that they think they can suck it into believing. Anyway, he said, we all know this was a lie. He's talking about the vaccines now. I still feel, regardless of how you feel about the situation, no one should be forced to put a vaccine in their body. If they don't want to put chemicals in their body, they shouldn't be made to do so. Yeah, his family, yeah, I mean, again, you look at these people. He had his family members who he had family members who died from the virus. He said if Biden runs again, he will vote for any Republican. It'll be the first time in his life that he did so. Think about how strong that feeling has to be. Think about how much he doesn't want anything to do with the Democrat Party after that, right? And no matter how many times he's been asked to step aside, he hasn't. You know, and you would think he'd have it figured out by now. They don't want him there. Actually, they don't want him / they don't want him there at all. But he thinks so. He thinks he's God's gift not only as president, he thinks he's God's gift to the world, for God's sakes. You know? New Hampshire governor endorsed Nikki Haley in a move that could block Trump from the nomination. Yeah, okay, whatever. I love these people who think they got him. They got whoever, right? That's right, I'll get to that story later. Yeah, it's not that exciting, but there's so many things coming up. There was a lawmaker who had a heart attack right after declaring that Israel will not be able to escape the wrath of God. Really? I mean, looks like you're not able to escape the wrath of God, buddy. Because you realize this, the left does that all the time, too. The haters, I'll put it that way, they do that all the time as well. They love it, or they love to be able to say, I should say. When there's a natural disaster in Texas or wherever, come on, back me up on this, guys. You know this is true. They will say, now these are heathens that don't even believe in God. But they will say, see that? You know, God punished you for whatever it is you did. Now, wait a minute. You don't even believe in this God of which you speak. You have no clue. I always love when people try to tell me. People who don't, you know, they don't study the Bible. And they try to tell me what's in the Bible. And what the Bible means, or what a specific verse means. Again, they don't even study. And I just get the biggest kick out of it. I really do. And because once I throw one scripture, two scriptures out of them, I tell them what it means, and they can't be bothered. They're totally lost at that point. Because they haven't done any of the study. So the endorsement of Nikki Haley by popular governor of the state that holds the first primary in the second overall contest, the Republican presidential nomination, he said he's going to campaign for and endorsing Haley, Nikki Haley. There was a sweet older woman who has come to a lot of events. I saw her coming in here, she said. So you're going to finally endorse Nikki Haley or what? He said, you bet I am. Moments later, he praised her and he gave her the endorsement. This is hilarious. Now, Haley, speaking to the news, said it's a great night in New Hampshire. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. To get endorsed live, free. Haley, in a rare question and answer session with reporters, said the Sununu endorsement is huge for us. It really is. And everybody else has been courting Chris for months. Yeah, but Sununu's always been squishy. Anybody in the party knows that. Sununu, who for nearly 3 years has been a vocal critic of Trump. Now, of course, so why would he support Trump? Why would anybody even think that he would support Trump. And by the way, this guy was going to run for president himself. When he realized he couldn't even get a support rate of a 0.001, he decided, maybe not. You know, and that's the other thing. I love all this. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like his tweets. I don't like. But you liked your bank account. You liked your investment account. You liked that we had peace in the Middle East. You liked that we had great jobs. You liked that we were energy. We were totally energy independent. You liked all that. You just didn't like the mouth it was coming out of. Would have to question your mental health at that point. Seriously. You're going to bite. I just don't get it. Anyway, in recent weeks, he highlighted that he had narrowed his endorsement choice down to three candidates. Check this one out. Haley, Christie, and DeSantis, in that order. Haley, Christie, and DeSantis. He couldn't even put DeSantis first. What's the difference? Oh, so DeSantis is probably tougher than the other two. Christie's only in this for one reason. He can't even get a 1-point approval rating. Sununu campaigned with all three candidates on the trail in New Hampshire just before Thanksgiving. He told reporters following Tuesday's campaign event that there's a race between two people, Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. Yeah, I don't believe it. She's far behind DeSantis. He highlighted minutes earlier that clearly there is a movement here behind Nikki Haley. Really, where is that movement? Curious. So for the next 6 weeks, their primary is, third week of January? He is going to campaign for her. Okay, well, whoopee dang. No, in all sincerity, so what? Look, ultimately, we want out. We want out of the situation we're in. We went out of, the jobless rate, the homeless rate, the $1 billion that we're sending overseas, the fact that we're letting anybody who can walk come over the border, right? It's just, again, just amazing to me. All right. I don't know how to keep electing this person. Well, I said to you earlier, Turkish lawmakers suffered a heart attack right after declaring Israel will not be able to escape the wrath of God. You've seen these things happen before. All you can do is giggle because what are they basing it on? What are they basing on the reason that Israel can't make it? A Turkish lawmaker had a heart attack, fell to the ground in the parliament on Tuesday after declaring that Israel will not be able to escape the wrath of God. The video shows Sinet Party Kosali Deputy Hassan Bitneds, he's only 53 years old, delivering a speech which, according to the BBC, was on the budget of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. He said, even if history remains silent, the truth will not remain silent. They think if they get rid of us, there will be no problem, Bitneds said in a translated version of his speech. However, if you get rid of us, you will not be able to escape the torment of conscience. Even if you escape the torment of history, you will not be able to escape the torment of God. You know, I mean, if you think about this, what are they basing? I really would love to know the fact, because when you ask the kids on the street that are protesting against Israel about apartheid and women's rights and what have you, ask them to produce fact. They can't. They have no idea why. They really, truly only have words. They have no real deep-seated ideas of why they hate Israel, why they believe Israel is an apartheid state, why they believe Israel hates its women. They have no idea. And yet, Hamas and those Arab states, think about what rights women do have. Pretty much none. Boy, the education system really blew it this time, didn't they? All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Be with us tomorrow. We've got great stories every single day of the week. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.